Well, Paul, I think that went as well as Durham could have hoped today.
Yeah, it was a really solid performance right from ball one. I thought we were excellent with the new ball up front. And, you know, to get early wickets like that really put a dent in their total. So superb opening bowling from Whaley and Rushy. You know, we there's a couple of things we could have done better, but not too far off our perfect performance, to be honest with you. So we seem to be gaining momentum. We're enjoying the one-day cricket, and hopefully we can continue playing in that manner.
It was interesting to see how this one would pan out, given that Leicestershire had just got their highest score in their previous game against the county side. You were on the end of that heavy run chase from Warwickshire, but what's 8 overs in, they were 13 for 4, and it was only really going to go one way.
Yeah, look, I think we've done a lot of good stuff in the one day. Even the game that we lost against Yorkshire, you know, it took an exceptional innings from Bairstow to beat us on the day. But apart from that, I think we've done some really good stuff so far. We've built partnerships at the top of the innings. Cook and Keaton have been fantastic at the top. Rich Owens looks as though he's been in great form as well. So it's we're ticking a lot of the good boxes, and hopefully we can continue in that vein.
And you got off to a steady start with the bat as well, 212 the target. It was rare to see Keaton Jennings out as early as he did, but Michael Richardson and Steve Cook and Keaton have all been getting runs and looking very comfortable in this format in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they're looking in really good nick, and we're building good partnerships. That's the key in one-day cricket, and the guys are looking confident. As I said, I don't think it was too many bad things we've done today. It was pretty much a perfect performance.
There was a strange run out when Michael Richardson and Steve Cook ended up at the same end and sort of looked at each other in a surprised manner. Has there been anything said? Is anybody buying anybody a pint tonight or not?
I'm not too sure who's blaming who there, but certainly Cookie wasn't moving anywhere. He stood well and truly in his crease. Richo continued running, and there was only going to be one winner, and that was the guy who stood in his crease. So it's something that happens in the game of cricket. You want to have the intensity in your running, all those kind of things, and sometimes mistakes happen, but I'd rather look on the positives than the negatives.
And there have been plenty of positives. Another half century for you today as well, and you seem to be really enjoying this one day cricket this year, and the idea of this 2-point penalty from the ECB has quickly been pushed aside, and you're in credit and nearly up at the top of the table.
Well, I think that's the good feeling is we're actually in credit, and I've been 30 odd points behind in the minus 30 odd points in the 4-day stuff, but you actually only be 2 points down, and it feels as though we're not too far away. So you never know what can happen. We've played some good cricket so far. We've got obviously some big games coming up, but we'll keep enjoying it. It's as simple as that. It's a year for us that we'll there's no pressure on us in many ways, but we can still do something special.
And you play North Hants again on Sunday, so there's no time to really sit back and relax after this one. And I gather it's a case of the walking wounded at the moment. There's only about 15, 16 of you actually fit. Some of you playing with niggles and knocks.
Yeah, well, we only need 11, so thankfully there's 11 of us fit and raring to go. And thankfully the players look in decent form who's in that 11. So it's all good. I think George has come in, done a good job so far. You know, he's a young left-arm spinner who's still inexperienced, but every single game that he plays, it's really valuable for the team and for him himself. So glad that he's doing well as well.